This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchem Abba, welcome everyone. We continue Masechta Yevamos, Daf HaShavua. Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. We start three lines from the bottom on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We are continuing in the Sugya of Mesiach Lefi Tumai. And we're giving different instances where a goy could have said something without really intention to make that statement, and it's considered credible because this was, so to speak, something that just came out of the goy without anything prompting him. Hahu oyve kechavim to have a ka'amar leili Yisrael. A Gentile said to a Jew, "Ketol aspasta, cut a aspasta that's like unripe grass." Shachas, Rashi says, "Veshadi lechivoy b'shabata, and throw it to my animals on Shabbos." And he said, "I really want you to do this. If you don't do this, I'm going to kill you. You know, so I'm just asking you nicely, kindly cut this aspasta. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you." V'loy ketonu l'kidakinu l'pleni bar Yisrael. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you like I killed Pliny. Oh, Pliny? We haven't seen him in a couple days. That's what happened to him? The Amri Lay, and the guy said, "Well, you know what happened to Pliny? I asked him to make me cholent. He didn't want to make me cholent, so I put him in the cholent." The Amri Lay, Bashali Kader B'Shas. I told him, "Cook me a dish." Loi Bashali, V'katilte. Shama Debisu. So Pliny's wife heard. Does this mean I could marry? I mean, the guy, nothing prompted him. He just threatened somebody, "Do me a favor, cut me some aspasta," which is Isser Dairais on Shabbos of Koitzer. "And if you don't do it, I'm going to cook you. I'm going to kill you." Shasa Tlasa Rigli. He delayed three regalim. Because the Talmidei Chachamim would gather, Rashi says, to hear the drasha, Chos Pesach, Pesach. And that would be, Abaye figured that would be a good time to have a discussion with the Talmidei Chachamim. Then Rashi says one of the most astounding things I ever heard. Not that the idea is astounding, but that Rashi should say it is astounding. Rashi quotes in the Tshuvas HaGa'onim that the three regalim refers to on a day that an Adam Gadol passed away, they would go to his kever and they would say over his Divrei Torah at his kever. So, lest you think that going to Kvarim and saying over their Torah is a contemporary, modern-day practice, it's as old as the hills. It was in times in the Gemara. What do you do on a yard site? You go to the kever and you say over his Divrei Torah. I mean, it's a Gemara. According to this, there was a phenomenon that people went to Kivrei Tzadikim to learn Torah by their Kvarim. So, and Abaye was taking... It's not like Abaye held it was some kind of crazy practice. Abaye was waiting for that. Anyway, Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava says, "Zil kamed Rav Yosef, dechar sakina. Go to Rav Yosef. His knife is sharp." The Rashi in Achulin, Daf Ayin Zayin, says, "His heart is open in Svara." Some say the Gersa is Rava. I mean, that would also be reasonable. After all, Rava is often the Bar Pukta of Abaye. Ozla Kameh. So the woman came before Rava. Pashat Mehi Masnisen. So she was pushed from the following Braisa. Oyve Kechavim Shayamaycher Peres Bashuk. A guy was selling fruit in the marketplace. V'amran, he said, "Peirois halalu shal arla hein." These fruits are arla. And basically, if he's saying there it's arla, why would he say it's arla? He's trying to praise the fruit. He's trying to say it's a new fruit. It's a young fruit. Young fruits are geshmak. You know, if you have a... Now, the guy wasn't trying to ask for the fruits. The last thing he wanted is that the Jew shouldn't buy it. It's, I remember I once went to a store. I can't say the name of the store because I went there 20 years ago, but the guy had a big, big recovery. He's now one of the biggest names in selling suits to Jews. But I don't think he was known for about a decade. And his main salesman once told me, and I don't know why he said this, he said, "You know, when I started off in selling suits, I would do whatever it takes. A Jewish customer came in and he wasn't sure if he wanted to buy the suit. And the customer said, but I don't know, is there shatness in the suit? And I told him, this suit is, we carry the most shatness in all New York. We have shatness in the lapel and shatness in the buttons. The whole suit is shatness. Yeah, I felt very comfortable buying a suit from him after that. But that's what the guy was doing. The guy was saying, yeah, this is Arla. He didn't realize, you know, it's good to be young, but it's not good to be Arla. So let's say the guy says that it's Arla, or the Gemara continues. Let's say the guy says, Shel Azikahain. Now there are two pshatim in Azika. It's from a Pardes Me'uzak, guarded, and it's the Shemitah year. And you're not allowed to eat guarded fruits in the Shemitah year. But that's the pshat that Rashi brings. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. Or it's talking about a city in Eretz Yisrael, and he's selling it in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it cannot be eaten by the Jew. But the guy, the question is, does the guy have ne'amanus to aser these fruits when he's not intending to aser, he's just intending to promote his own produce? Or let's say he says, Shel Netei Ravayin, they're in the fourth year. Lo yamar klum, he said nothing. He has no believability, he has no credibility at all. Why? Lo niskaven in lahashbiach mekha, he's only trying to improve his merchandise. So a guy has no ne'amanus. So Rava or Rabbi Yosef tried to prove from this brisa that a guy has no ne'amanus. So likewise, if a guy says, meaning when a guy is saying something, but he's really just trying to promote his own thing, he can't be believed. So in this case, we assume he's promoting his own produce. So likewise, if he says, cut me the grass, otherwise I'll kill you like I killed Pliny, we should not believe him that he killed Pliny. He's just trying to frighten the Jew. He's doing it for his own purposes. The Gemara continues, Abba Yudin, Ish Tzayadan Amar, Abba Yudin, the man of Tzaydan, said, Maisa b'Yisrael b'Kacham Shalach b'Dach. There's a story about a Jew and a guy who went on the road. Ubali b'Kacham v'Amar, and the guy came and he said, Ah, Chaval Yehudi Shayimi b'Derech. Woe for the Jew that accompanied me on the road, Ukfarativ, and I buried him. V'Hisiu Ishtai, and we married his wife. So the guy said, you know, woe to Pliny who came with me on the road, he died, and I buried him. So that's basically, he's saying it, Mesiach Lefitumai. The question is it critical that he buried him? Of what relevance is it that he buried him? On the other hand, if somebody just says that the person died, we had a svar earlier that we're afraid maybe bididami, maybe you're conjecturing that they died, but they didn't really die. So maybe you have to say that you buried them, because otherwise you may think the guy is dead, but he's not really dead. But that's one situation where we believe the guy may seach lefitumai. V'shuv ma'isa b'koiler shel b'nei adam. There's another story about a group of people. Shayim ha'alchin la'antochia. They're going to Antochia, is an area in Turkey. U'boi v'kochem me'achav v'amar. And a guy came and said, Chavol al-kor shel b'nei adam. Woe for this group of people, shamei, so they died, u'kvartem, and I buried them. V'yisivas nishaseyem, and they allowed their wives to marry. So not only do we believe a guy about one person, we believe the guy about a number of people. And not only that, v'shuv ma'isa b'shishim b'nei adam, there's another story about 60 people, shayim ha'alchim l'karkoim beitar, that they were going to the siege of Beitar, Rashi says. Ubay v'kacham v'amar, and the guy came back and said, Chaval al shisha b'nei adam, woe to these 60 people. Shayim ha'alchim aderech Beitar, they were going on the road of Beitar. Shemeisu, that they died, ukfaratim, and I buried them. V'yisu es neshaseim, and we allowed their wives to marry. even though in this case, you might think that maybe in this case they shouldn't be believed. Why? Because it was a time of Muhammad. So since it was a time of Muhammad, so we know that B'Shas Muhammad, maybe the person is saying B'didami, maybe he's conjecturing. So even in this case, we say that he's believed. Okay, so these are three instances where a guy is believed to make a incidental statement. Says the Mishnah, Mi'idin lar haner, Edim could testify even in the night if they have the light of the candle or of honor, or by moonlight, Masina Pibaskal. You could even testify, you could even allow a woman to marry. This does not mean a heavenly voice, it means like an unidentified voice. You're walking in the forest and all of a sudden you hear, Ye Pliny die. You could, who, what, when, where? You don't know where it's from. You're allowed to rely on it. There's a story about someone who was standing on the top of a mountain. Barman, he said, Ish Pliny ben Pliny, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Mimakim Pliny, from so-and-so, Mace, he died. So all of a sudden, a guy was standing on the top of the mountain, and he made this like mysterious announcement. So they wanted to look, who was there? They didn't see anyone's there. And they allowed his wife to marry. So you imagine, a guy was on the top of a mountain. We heard a voice. He said, Pliny died. And he could let his wife marry. Now, I would have said, a guy who's not man enough to stand behind what he said, how could he have any credibility? If the guy disappeared, so he's not even like, he's not even taking responsibility for what he said. No, Eidos Isha, you could get married. Again, I'm assuming that this is also reliant on the fact, Isha Daiko Minsuba, that a woman's going to do her due diligence. Because if it turns out that that he's not dead, she's going to be usher forever to this guy. Okay. Amar Rabba.
For the mission, the fact that there is a burial site, you can confirm the burial site. So you have something that you can prove here in the new Mishnah. Who is this guy? I mean, it's, how can that have any weight?
I mean, when the guy says, I buried him, he's not saying where he buried him. I mean, is he saying, I buried him in Har Menuchos, Gush Aleph, Shura 23. I mean, so let's dig him up and find out, you know? I bury him in Har Zeisim by the foot of Zechariah Navi. So, I mean, is he saying that? If he's saying that, then why, you know, let's be Mavara. He's saying, I buried him on the road. I don't remember where. I can't remember where. You know? Sometimes you drop something somewhere and you could go back to that spot that you're never going to find it. You know? So, I don't think he's saying, I buried him in X, Y, and Z. Because then we could check it up. Okay. Veshuv Maisa B'Tzalmoin. There's another story about Tzalmoin. Be'achad Shamar, somebody said, Ani Ish Pliny Ben Ish Pliny. I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Ani Ish Pliny Ben Ish Pliny. Nashchani nachash, I'm being bitten by a snake. Bariani mason, I'm about to die. Ba'alchav lo'ikiru, and they went there and they found the guy, but they didn't know who he was because his face bloated up from the snake bite. Ba'alchav esishtai. So they heard from afar, I am Pliny ben Pliny, I'm bit by a snake and I'm going to die. And then they come and they find the body. They don't know who he is, but they know a minute ago he said he's Pliny ben Pliny. They could believe him. Says the Gemara, Marav Shmuel, Tana Bishamay Yom Remain Masina Pi Baskal. Bishamay says you cannot rely on a Baskal. Bishamay says you can't get married based on a isolated voice. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Masina Pi Baskal. You could get married based on a Baskal. Gemara wants to know, what's the chiddush? The Mishnah says you could get married based on a baskal. My kamashulan. Masisin here, it's the Mishnah. The Chiddush is, the Mishnah is not unanimous, that Beis Hillel argues. And therefore, if you ever find another Mishnah that says you can't get married based on a Bas Kol, you don't have to be concerned, maybe Taka, there are those who say you could get married. No. Just realize that the Man D'Amar that says you can't is Beis Shammai. If you ever found the Stam Mishnah that says you can't, you'd say it's Beis Shammai. If you ever find the Mishnah that you can't get married based on a Bas Kol, it's Beis Shammai. Fine. So the guy was hiking, and there are the mountains, and he hears over the mountain, Pliny ben Pliny died. So Gemara says, you could rely on it. Ask him, maybe it was a shade. Maybe it was a demon. After all, demons are very into hikes in the mountains. Says Gemara, V'duma shedu, Am Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav Shiro, L'duma Sadam. No, they didn't see who it was, but they knew he had the form, the image of man. Says Gemara, Inunamu damu. Shedim also have the image of man. Says Gemara, D'chazle b'bayah. They saw he had a shadow. Somehow if you have a shadow, that means you're human.
Why did Gemara have the same question by Stam Abbas? Maybe it was a shade.
Why did Gemara ask by Bas Kol? Maybe it's a shade. Maybe the Gemara is. Is it possible the Gemara is asking on that also? Maybe the Gemara is. Sorry, I'm a. I would say the Gemara is asking on both. V'duma shedhu, both in the case of the guy in the mountain and the Bas Kol. So Gemara answers, it's talking about where we saw it was a human. How? He had a shadow. V'nu namisu b'baya. Shedim have shadows. The chazal b'baya d'baya. The shadow had a shadow. Says Gemara, V'duma l'dudu islu b'baya d'baya. Maybe shedim have a shadow of a shadow. No, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ali Yonasan. Rabbi Chanina said that Yonasan told me, Shida b'baya islu b'baya d'baya l'aslu. Shedim have shadows. They don't have shadows of shadows. Says Gemara, forget about the shade. Maybe it was the Tzara saying, Yankul died. And, you know, you think it's some heavenly voice. Really, it's the Tzara trying to mess you over. Maybe it's the Tzara. So Rashi says, what does it mean, maybe it's the Tzara? But the guy didn't have a Tzara. No, where he married the woman somewhere else, and now she's coming to mess up the first wife. Why does Rashi have to say that? Maybe it's Stam, it's the Tzara. The pre-existing Tzara. Because the pre-existing Tzara, then the Gemara should say, maybe it's the mother-in-law, maybe it's the daughter-in-law. Why Dafka the Tzara? The answer is we're talking about where there's no known mother-in-law, there's no known daughter-in-law, there's no known Tzara. But maybe he on his own, without us knowing, went ahead and married another wife. Says the Gemara, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. It was taught in the Academy of Rishon, B'shas ha-sakana, koysen v'noysen afal b'shin makirin. At a time of danger, we write and we give even though we don't recognize. What does this mean? At a time of sakana, where a person is masukan, for example, someone is thrown in a pit, and he says, whoever hears his voice, he should write a get. So we write and we give it, and we rely on that. Well, we rely on the fact that he says, I'm here, I'm him, because he has no other way out. So too, this is like a shasa sakana, because if we don't believe the person, there'll be nobody else to allow her to get married, and she'll remain in aguna. So basically, mishum that we don't want this woman to be in aguna, we believe her. Says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. We had this quoted earlier. And Dav Kuf Tes Vav. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kishi aradati leNeharda. When I went down to Neharda. La'aber Hashana. To proclaim the new month. To proclaim, excuse me, an Ibriyar. Matsasi Nechemya Ishbeis Dili. I found Nechemya, the man of Dili. Amar Ali, he said to me, Shamati, I heard Chin Masinas Ishbeis Yisrael Piyed Echad. That nobody allows, and Eretz Yisrael, they're very firm, they don't allow a woman to get married based on one witness. The only one who allows it, Ela Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's what Rabbi Kiva said when I went down to Narada. Nechemya Ishbeis Dili, he said, I heard that Eretz Yisrael, they don't allow a woman to get married based on one aid. Venumisilai. And Rabbi Kiva said, yeah, that's true. Yehuda ben Bava is the only one who lets it. So Rabbi Kiva went, when he went down to Neharda, he said, he found Nechemya Ishbeis Dili, and Nechemya said to Akiva, then Eretz Yisrael, you can only be ma'aber, you can only marry a woman based on Eid Echad, in the opinion of Yehuda ben Bava. Nobody else allows it. And Rabbi Kiva says, that's true. The Numisilai, I nodded to him, Ken Adam, that's true. Amar li Nechemya Beis Dili said to me, Emer lahem, go tell them in Israel, Mishmin my name, Atem Yoidim. You know, Shamedina Meshubeshas, that the country is corrupt. You know how much confusion there is. Begayasas with soldiers. Kachma kublani mi Gamliel Azakin. This is the tradition I have from Gamliel Azakin. Shemasiyana se'isha pierechel. We could allow a woman to get married based on one witness. Uch shabasi v'rtzisi adram thing Gamliel. And when I came and I told this matter before Ram Gamliel of Yavne, I mean, presumably, Nechemya Ish Beis Dili is saying that he told this to Ram Gamliel of Yavne, and he was very happy. And he said, we found a friend to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Mitoy chadavar nizkaram Gamliel shenehargu. From the matter, it was remembered. Mitoy chadavar nizkaram Gamliel. From the matter, Rabbi Gamliel remembered shenehargu harugim betel arza. That people were murdered in Tel Arza, v'hisir Gamliel nishasam pi eid echad, and Gamliel of Yavne allowed the wives to get married up pi eid echad. One from Gamliel of Yavne heard the story; he was soy mechanin, and he allowed the women to get married up pi eid echad. And from a woman, v'hochzukuliyos masina eid mi pi eid, and therefore they maintained a status that they allowed a woman to get married, even one witness based on who heard from a different witness, mi pi eved, from a slave, mi pi isha, from a woman, mi pi shivcha, from a maidservant. Meaning, after this story, Rav Nechemya Ish Beis Dili reported this story to Ram Gamliel of Yavne, and he rejoiced. He says, we found the support for Yehuda ben Bava. And then Ram Gamliel of Yavne remembered that people were killed in Tel Arza, and Ram Gamliel Hazokin allowed them to get married based on one Eid Echad. And then they continued to maintain this halacha. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua say, Ein Masiyan es Ha'isha al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua said, we do not marry a woman based on one aid. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Loyal Pi Isha. not a woman, v'lo al pi eved, but not a slave, v'lo al pi shivcha, v'lo al pi krovim, be'al pi eid achad we do. So this implies that Rabbi Kiva holds we can't allow a woman to get married al pi isha, that an isha's testimony is not good according to Rabbi Kiva. V'savar Rabbi Kiva al pi isha, does Rabbi Kiva hold you can't rely on the testimony of a woman? V'atani will interpret Shimon Elazar, Emir Shimon Elazar says Mishum Rabbi Akiva, isha ne'amenes lahavi gita mikava chomer. A woman is believed to bring her get from a kava chomer. In other words, let's say a woman brings her get from Medina Sayyam. So let's say a man married a woman in Eretz Yisrael. A woman is believed to bring her get from Medina Sayyam, even though she's going to have to say b'fanei nech, b'fanei nechtav, she's then going to give it to a shliach, and that shliach is going to give it back to her. You hear this? The woman is going to serve as a shliach to a different shliach to deliver the get to the shliach, so the shliach should give the get back to her. And a woman is believed to bring her get from a kal v'chomer. If the five women that Chazal say they're not believed to say their husband dies because they have motive to say he died, is believed to bring their get. This one who's neman to say that her husband died,
this
woman who's believed in Eid Echad, who's believed to say her husband died, certainly she should be believed to bring her get. So in other words, Shem Gamliel said in the name of Rabbi Akiva that the five women who are not believed to say Meis Bala could bring their get, this woman who's believed to say Meis Bala, certainly she should bring her get. So that means Rabbi Kiva holds that a woman is believed to say her husband died. Says the Gemara, Nashim Sha'amru Chachamim Hu Dulay Mehemni. The nashim that the chachamim say are not believed. Isha ba'amma mehemna. Meaning, stam women. Those women are not believed, but a regular woman is believed to say her husband died. Says the Gemara, it's not a question at all, like kasha. Kan kaidem shechziku, kan la'acha shechziku. There, it's talking about before we gave a woman a status to believe them, legabe meis baila. That's when Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says, Loya pi isha. But then at a certain point in history, they regained the status of being able to say Meis Bala, and that is what this Braisa is referring to, that a woman who is believed to say Meis Bala certainly is believed to say is to bring her get. But our Mishnah is talking about something else entirely. That's talking about before women were chuchzak to be believed regarding their husband. Okay, my rabbi, so we'll try to finish up tomorrow night, the last amud. Daf kuf chaf beis amud beis. Here's your job. From Masechta Ksubas, everyone is responsible to bring another 1 to 2 people into the chabura. Whoever you need to bring. If you're going to bring you're going to write that it's the twice, you're going to open up another computer with your name, whatever you got to do. You know, I do that sometimes. Sometimes I double click, I'm on it twice. So whatever you need to do, tell your cousin, your second cousin, aid me pi aid, aid me. We only do anoshim for the shir and ksubis, but whatever else you need to do. Okay, everyone, shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.